From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Ukraine, Georgia, now Kyrgyzstan is the latest former Soviet republic to become the scene of political protests. Thousands of opponents of the current president have taken control of government buildings in several southern cities, including Osh, the country's second largest.
Michael Steen is a senior Central Asia correspondent for Reuters, and he's been covering the unrest. He joins us now from Osh. Michael, what's going on today there?
Well, Michelle, today the protests here quieting down a bit. There were fewer people out on the main square, but the situation is quite tense still. Basically, this is now a city that doesn't have a functioning police service, as most people would understand it, although the opposition leaders who have taken control of the main institutions here set up what they call joint patrols today, where they basically sent out some young men wearing red armbands, along with a few of the police who've come back. But those police who have come back are wearing civilian clothes.
The opposition protesters joined forces with local police. How exactly did that happen? Did the police just put down their arms?
Yes. What's happened in the last few weeks in this part of Kyrgyzstan is that the opposition protesters have marched up to public buildings and said, we want to come in here, we're taking it over. And the pattern has been that the police or any security services guarding that have just said, okay, yeah, we don't want to have a fight.
Michael, who are these protesters?
A lot of them come from the country. A lot of them are poor, unemployed. When you ask them what their job is, they say, well, you know, my profession is a mechanic or a doctor or whatever, but I am now actually unemployed. I don't have work. There's not much industry. What welfare is tends to be concentrated in the north, which is something that annoys people in the south who say this is unfair.
What are the protesters demanding?
They're demanding that President Askar Akayev stands down now and that the parliamentary elections are held again and the current parliament is annulled. Akayev said today in the capital, Bishkek, that he would do no such thing, that the designation was something that could only be decided by either parliament or the people and not by protests. And he's also not showing any compromise on the outcome of the parliamentary elections, because today the new parliament deputies were given their ID badges and told that the parliament would now be formed and they could start work.
So they'll start work even as this investigation into the election continues?
Yes, so there's slightly mixed messages coming from the capital. First, there was talk of this investigation. But then today, the head of the Central Election Commission, who oversees these matters, said the elections were legitimate, and President Akayev came out and watched the deputies being given their ID cards and essentially being sworn in, and praise them as a legitimate body.
President Askar Akayev said that he's willing to hold peace talks, but only after order has been restored. What's the likelihood of that happening in the next day or so?
Well, it looks from here in Osh quite difficult to see how this will be resolved, because neither side appears willing to compromise. The opposition on one hand say, well, yeah, we want negotiations, but only if the president's resignation is on the table to be discussed. And the president says, we'll have negotiations, but there's no way we're going to talk about my resignation.
Michael Steen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Michael Steen is senior Central Asia correspondent for Reuters.